Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, I'm Hot Wings with a hot take.
Oh, hot.
Just because smoking weed is now perfectly legal in many areas, it doesn't make me hate you any less for filling my area with your smells of complete ass in public. Like, do what you want at your own house, but my God, now that it's like in Michigan, it's perfectly, it's easy to go get, and it's still not legal to just walk down the sidewalk smoking it, as far as I'm aware.
No, I don't think so.
But that doesn't stop anybody from doing it. Because, my God, every time you go to, like, near a restaurant or a mall or anything, it's like, holy balls. The other day we came out of Ant-Man. It was me and my two boys, and we're walking through the parking lot at the mall. And it was strong. I think it was coming from about 8 different cars. People, no doubt, on their breaks from Hot Topic and JCPenney.
The teenagers who work at the mall.
Oh, yeah, big time. And so we're walking through, and Liam is like, what is that terrible smell?
Well, son.
And I go, well, son, that's marijuana. And I go, people call it weed.
Did
and
it turn goes, into
oh,
a
it smells terrible. And he goes, what is it? And it's a drug. And he goes, why do people do it? I go, I don't know. They like it, I guess, but it smells like ass.
Sounds like it turned into a 50s instructional video. Yeah. Well, Timmy, let me tell you about the dangers of marijuana.
The people who use that have no futures, son.
Do you like jazz music?
Free beer and ice sitting here quietly.
Look at all those people with reefer madness.
Yeah.
Well, see,
boo, losers.
See, that's,
you do drugs.
See, that's the thing. The other thing with pot is that there are other avenues to take it now. It's not like the old days where you had to smoke a joint somewhere. Like, they have vape pens and they have edibles and things.
I have a box of mints that look like Tic Tacs.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Not like with me, by the way.
If you're at your own house, whatever. Knock yourself out, man. I don't care, but out in public, it's like, God dang, that smells bad.
Yeah.
I remember over the summer, we were walking through Chicago and stuff, too. And man, it was like, whoo. It was like walking through a skunk fight. It was so bad.
That's some good stuff right there.
God, that stuff reeks
There's a spot on the interstate that runs through the middle of town where you can smell it driving at 70 miles an hour nearly every day. And I'm always like, wow. Is it that all of the employees and residents that live right here are always smoking? Or is there like a weed factory right in that building?
I mean, there's a grow operation.
There probably is. There probably
is. Yeah, there probably is a lot of those old warehouses. People are finding new uses for those.
There's a house in our neighborhood like that, too. Anytime we go for a walk around the neighborhood, you get within 3 houses and you're like,
really permeates.
And then you know which house it is. Sorry to say, but it's the house that has like newspapers taped in all the windows.
Oh, you don't know.
And they just have piles of wood in their backyard for no reason that have been there for 4 years.
Sounds like somebody's profiling.
You're going by my house and you're like, wow, it smells like that little cottage house looking thing smells a lot like reefer. And I'm sitting there with my cat and just talking to her. I've got pictures of women all over the walls. Like, who is this little hippie weirdo?
Howing striking a nerve with today's hot tea. Take. Okay, Karen. Hot Wings, get with the times. Everybody's smoking.
Well, that doesn't make it smell any less like ass. I don't care that people smoke weed. Like, I'm not some teetotaler who's like, oh, don't do that. That'll kill you. Like, I don't care.
It does,
but it smells bad.
It surprised me because you grew up in that generation of people who like smoked cigarettes inside of restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Like your parents,
but that
I don't
was
know
always
if your parents
bad
smoked
too.
Or not. Mine didn't, but mine never cared about going to a restaurant where you could smoke inside.
Right.
I used to go to the bowling alley of my parents, and I left smelling like a pack of Marlboro Lights half the time.
We were kids, it was bad.
You couldn't go to the bar without coming home smelling like smoke, whether you smoked or not. It's just how it was.
No, but even if you smoked, it was like going into those places was bad.
Yeah.
I still remember.
And cigarette smoke isn't nearly as bad as weed smoke.
See, I feel totally different. Oh. Cigarette smoke's so much worse. It clings to you, whereas weed smoke might linger for a minute, but it doesn't cling to you in the same way.
Oh, yeah. I've never been able to tell a pot smoker when they walked by.
No, I know that.
Oh, yeah. You can't smell that on them at all.
I'm not saying it doesn't smell at all. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
If I walk into a bowling alley where people are smoking cigs, and I go home, I'm going to wake up still smelling like cigs the next day. If I go into a bowling alley where everybody's smoking weed, I wake up the next day. It shakes off.
Yeah, but if you smoke.
I don't believe you at all.
No,
it shakes off.
Also, what bowling alley are you going into where everybody's got a big fat doobie throwing their 12 pounders?
I'm being honest. Yeah. I haven't been to a bowling alley in like 20 years.
That was going to be my next question.
The more I want to go.
It's fun.
Plus, if somebody's smoking a cigarette a block away, you can't smell it. Weed, you can smell it a mile away.
I don't know.
This text from my brother-in-law, Nick. Yeah. Have you been outside any of your live shows? Yeah, you're damn right.
Yeah. It smells bad.
Oh, the worst thing I remember before smoking was banned in restaurants, at least in New Jersey, because it wasn't until, I don't know, a couple of years after I graduated college.
Yeah.
So I was still going out on a regular basis with friends like Friday night, Saturday night. And the worst part about it was in the winter, you had to make that decision. All right, do I just leave my jacket in the car and then freeze as I walk 4 or 5 blocks to get to the
worst.
Bar?
And that was always the yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Either that or.
I don't want to look like a nerd.
Yeah.
Or
too bad I had to take my face with me.
Or your jacket smells like cigarette smoke for the next 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst.
This text from a local lawyer: gasoline engines smell worse. Hot wings. People should only use them in their own home.
Boom.
Roasted.
What?
This text: why don't you tell Bernie Sanders to shut up with his stupid hot takes?
Bernie Sanders. I feel like Bernie would probably be pretty cool with the smell of weed.
Bernie seems like he's fine with that.
I'm just surprised that bothers you so much, Hot Wings.
The smell of weed?
Yeah, and that you would dare to say that you can smell weed further than you can smell a
You can.
I disagree, but see, I'm not a cig.
That's because your nose is broken from all your pot, Bob Marley.
No, it's not. But I don't smell like weed. My house smells like weed all the time, but I don't smell like weed all the time.
He's going with modern pothead Bob Marley.
But there is a difference. I'm just saying, if you smoke cigarettes in your house, you can smell those cigarettes in your house. You smoke weed in your house, it's gone after like a few hours. You've been to my house before. It didn't smell like weed, and I smoke in that thing all the time.
Remember when you didn't think you smelled like B.O. and Hot Wings told you?
No, I knew I did smell like B.O. I just didn't think you guys could smell it.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.